LinkedIn for Business. Novità, consigli e strategie per rendere profittevole la tua attività su LinkedIn. A cura di Leonardo Bellini.
Welcome everybody to this podcast show. My name is Leonardo Bellini and here we have today a special guest directly from Australia, Michelle J. Raymond. So it's
applause
to her.
I'm so excited
Michelle,
to be
how are you doing?
I am excellent, and I am so excited to be talking to someone on the other side of the world, given I can't travel there.
Yeah.
It's kind of the next best thing. So,
Yeah, you're right. You're perfectly right. So, Michelle, I would like to introduce, I would like to let you introduce yourself. So, if you want to describe a little bit about how did you discover LinkedIn? When did you fall in love with LinkedIn, let's say, and something else?
Absolutely. So my story is probably very similar to a lot of people that around 8 years ago, I used LinkedIn to go and get a job. So my background is actually in selling. So I've worked for close to 20 years in selling roles to be able to, work with customers and be face to face. So I swapped industries and I turned up after I just got this job through LinkedIn. I turned up at the company and they have like 1,200 employees, turnover of $1 billion. And they said, Michelle, here's your laptop, here's your phone, here's your customer list. Now go and sell. And I made the very obvious question of what do we sell? You know, I didn't think that was unreasonable. And I said, is it on the website? You know, with all the enthusiasm that comes when you first start a new job. And then they said, no, Michelle, it's not on there. And I said, oh, okay. Is it on a catalog? Can I look at your catalog? Maybe that will help me. And they said, we don't have one. And I said, but how does everybody know what we do? And they said, Michelle, that's your job, you know? And so I was like, my job. So I live in Sydney in Australia and our traffic here is crazy. Anywhere I drive takes me an hour. And I just did the simple maths. And I said, with the amount of traffic, the amount of customers, 10,000 ingredients that I was selling, it just didn't add up. So because I just got my job through LinkedIn, I realized that you could create content on there. And so that began my journey of posting about some of the things that I sell. So I come from the beauty industry. So I was selling ingredients that went in to make cosmetics and skincare and products like that. So I started to do that, but then I realized it's really boring if you just keep posting about what you sell, what you sell, what you sell. So I thought I better mix this up a little bit because, you know, it was boring me. So I assume it would bore other people. And so I would look overseas and look for new products that got launched, you know, because the Australian market follows the European market or the US market. So I put some trends in there and I started to get creative. Then I realized it's all well and good to get creative on LinkedIn with your content, but if you don't have an audience, it's pointless. You're talking to yourself. And so I started to build a community and that took me around 6 years. And then I got really good at it in the beauty space, you know, and I used it for social selling and I fell in love with it because true salesperson at heart, when I went to the face-to-face trade shows, I would have a lineup at my exhibition stand. You know, I didn't have to try and hunt people. They were coming to me. And that's where I fell in love with it because people kept coming to me and I didn't have to go and do cold calling or things like that that I really hated. Fast forward, I left that job and I got poached by one of my competitors doing a very similar role. And then I got, you know, fast forward a couple of years, I got poached by one of my former customers. And what I realized was each time I'd built up my personal brand, when I left the company was left with nothing. And so that started my journey of what about company pages? And so I realized that it's important for companies to also not just develop personal brands, but also to keep the company brand established. So my business is called Good Trading Co. So we focus on business growth using the tools of LinkedIn, all the free tools. And how I got into that was by accident. And what happened was COVID happened. We know the way of the world went crazy. And I'd been, trying to come up with an idea for a business for around 6 months. And I'd almost given up. And what I did is I went back to what I love doing, which is helping people with LinkedIn. And I reached out to a friend in the industry, in the beauty industry, who had been trying to use LinkedIn. And I said to her, look, if you try this and this and this, it'll really help you. And she said to me, Michelle, where did you learn all of this stuff? And I said, I've been practicing for like 8 years. You know, I've just, you know, done it more, you know, and so I can help you. And she said, I wish I could learn from you. And that's where my business was born, you know. And so I wrote a training program and I went to some small business owners in the industry I knew. And I can't even tell you, Leonardo, the look on their face when I said, I could teach you how to do what I do. And they were like exhausted. They're like, Michelle, we don't have time to do social media. We know we should, but can't you just do it? And that's where my journey on company pages began. So that's my story. And that's how we ended up here today.
Yeah, it's a fascinating story. Compliments, Michelle, also for the way you... and the empathy that you showed us describing that. You are recognized LinkedIn expert, especially about business LinkedIn company pages. And you are the co-author with Linnell Johnston of Business Gold. Would you like to talk a little bit about your book and what is in it and interesting for maybe a small entrepreneur, for a consultant, for a CEO, or maybe for a marketing manager?
For sure. And I'd love to share the story of how Business Gold, which is a world first company book on company pages, happened. So I, at the start of last year, commented on a friend of mine who's based in Vienna. I commented on one of his posts because he was saying that company pages were a waste of time. So of course I wrote back, I don't think that they are. And that got noticed by a guy that's based in Dubai who ran a podcast at the time, on a LinkedIn podcast. And he reached out and he said, Michelle, like, I can see that you're the only person talking about company pages. Would you mind coming on my podcast? And I said, yes, of course, I'd love to, just, you know, like we are today. And so I went on to that podcast. Lanaire Johnston, who is a LinkedIn trainer based in New Zealand, she listened to that podcast, realized I was an expert around all things company pages. She'd already written one book called Linkability, which is about, you know, personal profiles and getting the most out of that side of LinkedIn, and had an idea that she wanted to write a book on company pages because there wasn't a resource for anybody to use. There isn't any other books on this topic. And so we connected over Zoom, and within 15 minutes, she said, I've got a crazy idea. And I said, what? She said, how about we write a book on company pages? And I was like, I've never written a book before. I don't know how to write a book. She goes, don't worry about that. I know how to do that, but you know company pages. And so we did a collaboration. I'm really proud of Business Goal because it's about building awareness, authority, and advantage for businesses. And that includes small businesses. And I think the advantage for small businesses, and one of the reasons I love company pages, think about this. I can be a solopreneur working from home anywhere in the world, and I get the same space on LinkedIn company pages as Microsoft, Google, Netflix, all of the big companies for free. You know, how great is that? I can show up on the first page of, you know, most search results for my company name will include my LinkedIn company page. And, you know, when you're starting out in a business, you don't always have money to just keep, you know, forking out for SEO or new websites or upgrading landing pages or even a marketing resource. So there's so many tools within company pages that you can do yourself. So Business Gold is a practical book. There's no fluff. It takes around 2 hours to read it. It's not something that is going to be a chore. It's to the point, practical, step by step. And that's what I'm most proud of. And we've had such great feedback that as people have gone, finally, we would have used them, but we just didn't know how. And now they've got a good blueprint to get started.
Thank you, Michelle. It's true. I can confirm. I have read your book and I have found it very practical, clear, complete, exhausting, and It's like a companion for your building your business growth on LinkedIn from a brand point of view, from a company point of view, so not only for personal branding. And speaking about LinkedIn pages, you said before that unfortunately there is some sort of misconception or under-evaluation still, I think, about why you should have a company page if I already have a personal profile on LinkedIn that is just followed and so on. But let's assume that we have convinced our listeners of importance about creating a LinkedIn page. In your opinion, which are the do's and don'ts, the virtual actions and the biggest mistakes to avoid when speaking about LinkedIn pages?
Look, the biggest misconception is that people typically give up too soon when they first start out creating content and, you know, on their company page. What happens is you don't get as many likes and comments as what you do over on your personal profile. Yeah. And you start to question, is this working? Now, just I want to let listeners know that it will take around 6 to 12 months to really build a solid foundation that you can work on. Now, you know, so most people, what happens is they start off really hard and fast for the first couple of months, and then they don't get likes and comments. So it doesn't feel good. And you wonder, is this really working? And because of that, they give up. Whereas if those people that just keep going and keep going and keep going, the rewards come. Now, company pages work differently to personal profiles. So we have a saying, you know, don't compare apples and oranges. They're different, you know, and so comparing the two doesn't help anybody. So with a company page, think about it. It takes a long time to build your company. It takes a long time to build a company brand, you know, on LinkedIn. It's not an overnight thing. So one of the ways that you can speed things up is making sure that you follow all the steps to set the company page up 100% at the very beginning. So I find there's some businesses out there that set up a company page so that they could update somebody's work experience on their profile. So the little logo shows. Yeah. It's often the only reason that people set them up. But what happens is they skipped over lots of steps in the beginning. Mm. And we know from LinkedIn that if you complete the setup 100%, you get 30% extra views. Mm-hmm. So just by making sure, so go back, if you have a company page that may have been set up a couple of years ago, go back and have another look at it is what we encourage people to do. Because there's lots of new features, there's lots of new functions, and they're always making life a bit easier for people.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you very much, Michelle. And about creating an editorial planning just to be consistent and publish content on a regular basis, are there any advices you would like to share with us about how to create an effective, consistently way editorial planning on your LinkedIn page?
I'd love to, because content creation is my favorite part of LinkedIn. So, and I'd love to share what works best on company pages. So number one, we're going to have a look at the frequency. So how often mm-hmm. should you post on your company page? Now, I can't answer that straight up because it depends on your business goals and what resources you have available. So let's say you're a busy solopreneur or small business owner that's already busy, and this is something else you need to fit in. My advice is just do something that you can do consistently. Okay. So if it's once a week, once a fortnight, once a month, that's okay. Just make sure that there's something there and it's not a ghost town. If you get stuck because you think, oh, I've got to create something more, go and have a look at your website. Go and have a look at what you've created if you create content on your personal profile and reuse it, because it takes off some of that burden of, you know, oh my God, I have to redo everything. I've got to come up with more ideas. So what kind of ideas work best? You know, so the number one rule I have for company pages and content is it's not about you. no one cares about your company. And it doesn't matter how amazing your company is. We're not looking at your company page to find out how great you are. We're looking at it to find out how great your company can make me and my business. So what problems do you solve? So the easiest way to get content right on a company page is called the 3-2-1 strategy. Easy to remember. 3-2-1. So, and what that means is if we take a total of 6 posts, so 3 + 2 + 1 is 6. So we've got 6 posts and we can spread that out over time. We're going to do 3 posts about big picture. So what does your company know about what's going on in the industry? What's, you know, what legal things, you know, might impact your particular business? What are the trends? What things are you seeing out there that might impact, you know, me as a reader? What might impact? So for instance, we're having lots of supply issues out in the world, you know, transport problems, COVID problems, lockdown problems. How does that impact me? You know, and so that shows your knowledge of the industry. It shows that you know what's going on in that industry and that I can trust you, that you know, you know, you're across things. So if we talk about that all the time, that makes us know that you're knowledgeable, but fairly boring and maybe not so enjoyable. So 2 posts in this sequence are going to be the feel-good stories. Okay, so these can be behind the scenes is really, really potent content. So what I mean by behind the scenes, if you have a smartphone of any kind in your hand, which all of us live with them, when you are doing your normal day, anything that's happening around your office, your warehouse, your factory, your staff, take a photo of what you're doing. It doesn't have to be branded. It doesn't have to be perfect, actually, and it works better if it's not. But if you actually just grab your phone and take photos of what's happening behind the scenes, the viewers feel like they're a part of it and it makes it authentic, and that leads to people trusting you. The last post that we're going to do, so 1 out of the 6, is actually going to be about your products and services. You know, quite often what I find is people forget to talk about, we're so busy, you know, adding value, we forget to talk about what we actually do and how we can help people. So if you've got a really great product that you know helps people or a service, don't forget to let them know that it's out there. Because often what I find is we do all this entertaining or educating or inspiring and we forget to say, buy from me. You know, at the end of the day, we're here to make money in business. We've got bills to pay, most of us. So, you know, it's not the reader's job to go looking for that information. We're going to serve it up to them and make it easy. So not too much because it's just spam and we want to avoid that. But if you've done the other things, you've shown that you know what's going on in the industry, you've shown the kind of company you are and what you stand for, it's okay to promote your products. And it's a really successful method. So hopefully that helps people. 3, 2, and 1.
Thank you, Michelle. It's easily, memorizable formula. And may I snap a photo now? So just for behind the scenes posting type.
Absolutely.
Okay, then I'll send you this photo. Thank you very much.
I love it.
Okay.
I love it.
And we have talked about how to structure your editorial plan for LinkedIn page. But, you know, if you administer a page, you can do a lot of things. You can create sub pages, showcase pages. You can create product pages. You can create events and promote and invite people to attend to these events. Which are, in your opinion, the gradual sequence of actions and maybe events to create and set up on your company page in order to build more reputation, influence, authority, and so on.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and the events that you can run through your company page, like LinkedIn Lives, especially, that's one of my favorite things that I do to drive people back over to my company. So the reason that I really love company pages, some of the ways that they're different to your personal profile, which is, you know, a subject that we talk about in the book, is that there are advantages to a company page. So a couple of my favorite ones, the events tab shows all of your past events and all of your upcoming events. And what I love is that when someone's coming to have a look at my company page, they can have a look and see, you know, what has Michelle been up to? What's she been talking about? And really get an opinion about what I'm like. I also then love the video tab. So, you know, after I run my LinkedIn Live event, the video automatically goes onto that tab. So that means if you're creating that content and putting time into running a LinkedIn Live, then you get the value of that into the future. And quite often I can direct people back again and say, you missed this, but I was talking to this guest and we spoke about exactly what you've been talking with me about. I think you'd like it. And so being able to have that there, as opposed to on your personal profile, if I run a LinkedIn Live, yes, there's an opportunity that I've got more connections personally than my company page. But if I run it on my personal page, it just disappears down the feed, never to be seen again, unless I make it a featured item. And so for me, you know, having it just sit there that I can refer people back to, again, it's just some of the many reasons why I love company pages.
Thank you very much, Michelle. And we have started talking to each other after a LinkedIn audio event. We both attended. And what do you think about LinkedIn audio events? Is it suitable also for a branding point of view? Is something like interesting also for a LinkedIn page manager?
Yeah, look, I'm really active in a couple of rooms that I've been doing on Clubhouse, for instance, which is the alternative to LinkedIn social audio. I personally, my adventure with Clubhouse was couldn't get in, got in and hated it, came back again, have fallen in love with some just two key rooms, one where I got to have conversations about company pages with the lovely Brenda Meller. And, you know, we hosted that for the best part of 6 months together and were able to help people and have that two-way conversation, which I really loved. When it comes to the LinkedIn version, I think we're going to go through a very similar process. I love the concept. I love the way that you, as a brand owner or a company, you'll be able to grow your audience and really let them see what you're like. The danger is you could also, if you don't have a strategy around why you're hosting those rooms, they can take up a lot of time for not a lot of reward. So I always encourage people that before you jump in just because everybody else is, you know, take a step back. It's the same with newsletters that we see with creator mode. I'm testing them for company pages. So they'll come for newsletters, will come for company pages in the not too distant future. But is a newsletter right for your business? Well, I can't answer that because you've got to go back a step and say, what's your business goals? And what strategy do you have? What resources do you have? And is it where your audience is? You know, there's no point me spending hours on social audio on LinkedIn if none of my clients have time to sit down and listen to it. It's just, you know, if they prefer to catch up on things later, like a podcast or, you know, a LinkedIn Live is their preferred, you know, method, or a newsletter is their preferred, I've got to go to where they are. It's, you know, and so meet them where your market is, as opposed to, you know, trying to drag people. It's just too hard when you're a small business.
Yeah. You also spoke a little bit, Michelle, about the new shiny thing that is newsletters. So we have always bombarded from multiple newsletter invitations. And maybe now there is, I think, a settlement phase. So as always happens, after a very hype explosion, there is then a disillusion going down. So
yeah, and I think what we'll find with social audio will have the same. So
yeah,
LinkedIn are still testing it right now. So there's lots of little glitches and bugs in the system. So sometimes being first isn't the right idea. Sometimes it's better for other people because it impacts your personal brand. If you get on stage and things aren't working properly, no one stops and says, oh, Michelle, that was like the LinkedIn problem. They think you're running the room. It's on you. So for me, I'll just sit back a little bit. I love newsletters. I got bombarded just like everybody else. And I was like, whoa, stop. And what it seems like is that so many people did the first one and I haven't heard from them since. You know, it was about just being first. And so I had a look yesterday. I'm subscribed to 79 newsletters.
Yeah, I think about same number, more or less. Yeah.
And I was like, I thought I stopped it all and, you know, just went no more, but I'd already subscribed to 79. So I love newsletters. If you want to know what LinkedIn is pushing for company pages for content, it's long form articles and LinkedIn Lives. And they want companies to drive conversations, build communities, and really show thought leadership. And so they're going for company pages. That's the path that LinkedIn are going down.
Yeah. Very interesting. Very interesting. Thank you. And so we are looking forward to, seeing company newsletters as well. In a short time, they should arrive.
So I'm testing them. I've put a couple out myself, and there has been some bugs and glitches which we're ironing out in the background. So by the time it goes out to everybody, you know, people ask, why have you got it and I haven't got it? Could you imagine if 60 million company pages had newsletters and then all of a sudden there was problems with it? It would just go crazy. So LinkedIn take it slowly. But I've really enjoyed writing them. And I repurpose them into other ways so that I can just write one big piece of content and turn it into much smaller pieces of content so that I don't have to be overwhelmed trying to keep up all the time. So there's lots of new features coming all the time in company pages. Why? Because there's been a record spend on LinkedIn advertising. You need a company page to be able to run that. Now, I don't do any paid advertising. That's not part of something that I'm good at. I don't touch it. But thanks to all of the companies that do, we get the benefits of it over on the company pages.
I do some, I run some advertising campaigns for some of my clients. And sponsored content, you know, and is one of the most used advertising types for awareness, engagement, also lead generation. So it's important to have a company page also for that reason. Let them promote and spread your content and so on. A couple of last questions, Michelle. We are almost arrived at the end of this interview, so thanks again. I would like to ask you something about your vision about LinkedIn. So what do you think will be the evolution, the trends of LinkedIn? So this is one question for your 1-3 on the first three types for your editorial planning. Is correct? Vision, trends, and about you are an expert, so I think you will have a vision about LinkedIn evolution. And what do you think also that these pandemic period will influence maybe also the trends and the behavior of LinkedIn users?
Yeah, look, I I absolutely agree with you that the impact of, you know, COVID-19 globally, you know, is not going away anytime soon. I think, and even if it does go away, the way that we do business now has changed. We're open to new methods, just like we're doing right now. We're on Zooms, we're on calls. We've found ways to work remotely, and that won't go away. So, you know, we got a taste of it, and I think that that will continue long after, you know, COVID's under control and we can all go back to whatever it looks like. As far as what are the trends go that I see, there's probably a couple of main areas that I would look at. LinkedIn is very much focused, and I talk directly to the LinkedIn Pages team as part of a small business advisory council. And I've got the luxury of having conversations directly with some of their product team. Uh-huh. A couple of the things that have come out of that are, for company pages specifically, we're going to see more tools around building communities. Mm-hmm. And so what that could look like potentially currently over on product pages, which had historically only been for software services, we see groups attached to those. So there's some testing going on to have a look at that. So an example for you to have a look at would be Canva, which is you know, the graphic design software. Yeah. So they have a product page with a group attached where you want your customers talking about your product and really building a community. So that's one thing. They know that groups don't work well on LinkedIn, right? So they know that Facebook works better, or Discord Slack, or all of these other places. They acknowledge that, and it won't be a quick fix, but it's definitely part of where they're going. The second part that I would say is, it's, as I said before, about long form articles and real thought leadership from companies.
Yeah.
So I don't know if you have the same problem that I do. You go onto Google with a question where you're doing your research because you want to buy something. And it doesn't matter which website you go to, you end up with the same answer that's, you know, a blog article that's probably been, it feels like just one has copied the other.
Yeah.
There's nothing original. They're written for SEO purposes. So they're stuffed full of keywords, but no real originality and no focus on me as the buyer. And so LinkedIn did a study called the Edelman Report, and they basically looked into it, and B2B buyers are looking for real thought leadership. And so that's why newsletters are coming. LinkedIn Lives serve that purpose as well, so that you can really have those conversations that will change your industry. So your company should be an industry leader. Your company should help build up your employees as industry leaders as well. And the synergy between the both would be amazing. So for me, I think it's all going to be obviously creators, you know, and that will change what that looks like. It won't be traditional, just text only posts. I think we'll see, you know, there's a big impact of a younger generation on LinkedIn. You know, it's Gen Z and millennials take up most of the platform now. So we will see what they care about influence what happens on the platform. So they're probably some of the key factors that I would think will make a big difference. And as I said, LinkedIn Lives and my newsletter and, you know, long form articles is what I'm going to be doing more of in 2022. It takes some more organizing. The added benefit is I'm hoping my newsletters, I'm working with them to try and get it fixed, but will show up on Google results and things like that. That would be amazing if we could make that happen as well. So they're the kinds of things that I think impact business in the greater world. You know, I deal globally, so I have conversations with people all over the world, and it's a very similar theme no matter who I talk to. So it'd be interesting to see in 12 months time, you know, how it all played out.
Thank you, Michelle. So I'm going to ask you a new appointment in 1 year. Just to comment together your predictions and the evolutions you have showed up. So
is it planning? Yeah, absolutely.
Is it a promise? Okay.
Look, I'm always keen to see how things go, and do, you know, ultimately LinkedIn has nearly 800 million members on there. Yeah. You know, we know the market's there. So as a business owner, you go fishing where the fish are. We know that they're on LinkedIn. So, you know, we've just got to get better at catching them.
Yeah. And we arrived at the last question, Michelle, that is called the missing question. So what questions would you have liked to be asked from my side, which I didn't ask you so far?
Oh, that's a good one. We've covered so much in all of my favorite topics. And like I said, one of the things that I would ask is, what's the key to success with a company page? And the answer to that is patience. And, you know, you will need patience to see results. But once you build it, it just keeps going and snowballing. So all I say is, don't give up, people. You will always be happy once it's built. It just will feel like it's not working for 6 to 9 months, depending how much effort. And the other thing, the fastest way to build your community is to use your invite credits every month. So you get 100 invite credits. Most people, you know, a lot of page administrators ignore those. I say make sure you use them. They expire at the end of the month, so we've got a few, you know, some time to get them done and send them out as early as possible the following month. And then make sure that they're community niche based, so you're really targeted with those invites, because as people accept, you get to send another one out. And so it's a really important strategy, especially at the beginning when you're starting out. You want as many people that are interested in your topic as quick as possible. Yeah. And that's a great way to do it.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Michelle. So if you haven't done it yet, go immediately on your next workshop or to Amazon to buy Business Gold, this fabulous book, Business Gold, Digital Awareness, Authority and Advantage with LinkedIn Company Pages. You will discover golden nuggets, you call that in the book. So a lot of golden nuggets that will help you to create a sustainable business in a simple and clear and efficient way. So thank you again, Michelle, and I hope we can meet each other maybe into Italy. You said to me that you are a travel enthusiast and you have already been to Italy some years ago.
I have, and you owe me beautiful Italian tomatoes.
I know.
You owe me those. So I will come and visit, but you owe me Italian tomatoes that taste, bellissimo.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for having me as a guest, or should I say grazie mille?
Prego.
Very bad pronunciation, but you get my point.
Grazie ancora. Bye-bye, Michelle.
Thank you. All right, see ya. Bye.
See you.